Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on Thanksgiving is when prayers are answered. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Daniel chapter 2 and verse 23. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might and have now made known to me what we asked of you. For you have made known to us the king's demand. In the next few episodes, we'll be dealing with scriptural instances of when people gave thanks to God. Some of the reasons why the people in the Bible gave thanks were obvious and straightforward. Others were not obvious reasons for giving thanks. The aim of this is to help a person who is asking the question, when and for what should I give thanks? In today's scripture, Daniel was praying a prayer of thanksgiving. Let's backtrack a bit. The king of Babylon had a dream and had asked the wise men and interpreters in his kingdom to tell him both the dream and its interpretation. If they could not do this, they would be killed. Daniel immediately, on hearing this, went into a prayer session with his friends that night, and God revealed the king's dream and the interpretation to him. The effect of this was that there was a stay of execution on the judgment of death on all the wise men in Babylon. Daniel, after this great victory God gave him, returned to give thanks. I thank you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might and have made known to me what we asked of you. One of the most obvious reasons to give thanks to God is in the face of answered prayers. As obvious as this reason is, many of us actually forget. We ask God for things in the heat of the moment and never ever return to say thank you after he has answered. We even gloat and boast about what God has done to us or for us, but we never return to our secret places to say thank you. Daniel was a man of great understanding, and he understood the workings of this mystery of thanksgiving. He understood how pleasing this practice was to God, and he did it. Do you remember when you were concerned about your health and how the scare turned out to be nothing after you prayed? Did you come back to your secret place to say thank you? Do you remember how you cried to God asking for provision to sort things out? Now those things are sorted in ways you can't even begin to understand. Did you come back to say thank you? Do you remember when all you wanted was someone to get into a relationship with? Now you've been married for 5 years and your spouse just gets on your nerve and you complain all the time. Did you remember to go back to God to say thank you? Even in the natural, when people are ungrateful, they are a put off. Let us make sure we are not being repulsive in the spirit. Take a minute to sit and reflect. Is there an answered prayer you need to say thank you for? Don't procrastinate. Do it now. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Today, Lord, we thank you for answered prayers. You are so good to us. Thank you. Please take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word, it's all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.